You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.
Welcome back into Drive Time Sports from the Sutherland Studios here on 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. We do have a lot of local sports to get into today. We have been talking high school athletics. We're going to continue on that trend. Yesterday, we talked Emory High School golf. Today, we're going to talk Carbon High School golf. In this segment, brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, local lending, local decisions, all local. Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, a sponsor of every local sports interview here on Drive Time Sports. Today, Carbon High School golf. Over the phone right now, we have Coach Robbie Etzel. Coach, great to get you back on. Thank you.
Absolutely, Jordan. It's always great to be on the show and keep everyone updated on the boys' golf team.
Yeah, golf is one of those fun sports. I know that it's year-round. I mean, you can't just pick up the golf club in summer and then expect to have success in fall. It's truly a year-round sport. And I'm sure now, Coach, as we're about a month off from the start of the season, you can certainly tell which kids, which boys have been out there and putting in the work year-round.
Absolutely. There has been all of the kids that we're going to have back on the team from last season. They've really been putting in the effort to play in more tournaments, not only here at Carbon, but traveling over to Vernal in tournaments up north held by the Utah Junior Golf Association. So they're really prepping hard for the upcoming season, because it's just one of those things that it comes quicker than you realize. You know, August will be here in a couple weeks, and then our season, the boys know, goes really quick with the tournament every single week. So they've definitely been putting in that time and the effort to be ready.
As you hit the month of July, Coach, I mean, how did things change from your perspective? Maybe it's urgency, maybe it's more structure. I mean, how does the off season in general moving into July look for you as a coach?
I really think the biggest thing is for a lot of the kids to just be aware that, you know, the region, there's no changes from last year. So for some of the younger kids that I see out there during the summer months, I kind of like to give them a heads up. You know, if you have the ability to travel during the summer, during your off season, when you don't have to worry about school, go play some of these courses, because I've always said it, we're spoiled here at Carbon. We have a great course, plays to a lot of our boys' strengths, but there's some difficult courses that these other schools host at, and it's nice for these kids to be able to play it a couple times before they're just thrown into it in a tournament setting sometime in August or September. So that's really where I like to focus on, and then just make sure that the kids are feeling comfortable about their swings going into kind of the tryouts and then that first couple weeks of the season.
Do you still have time, a proper time, I guess I can say, to alter swings, Coach, and kind of work out some of the kinks? I know that's not something you can do overnight, but you still are a month away. I mean, is that still proper time to make some adjustments in that realm?
You know what it is, but golf is one of those unique sports that things can change from day to day. So you always have to be able to come into a situation where if you have a bad week before, to be able to tweak a couple things or work on your putting. You know, if you're not chipping well, to be able to take that time away, not necessarily be out on the course playing as much, but try to hone in some of those areas of the game that you might be lacking in or struggling in. So it's something that the kids are used to. I mean, we're constantly having to make adjustments or focus on parts of the game that they've been struggling with to try to get those scores down to make them more competitive within Region 12. So it's just one of those things that it's no surprise, and I myself can say that I fit in the same boat. You know, you can play well the week before and then come out the next week and be hitting the ball completely different. So it's just one of those things where you try to get a feel for your swing in a sense that you can feel comfortable making changes on your own, and then if you feel like you need a second opinion, to be able to reach out to the coaches or the great staff that they have out there at the country club to be able to help you with that.
With all that being said, Coach, I mean, you do have an outstanding returner in Dayton King, wins the region as a freshman. And so we know that there are great things ahead for Dayton. And outside of that, you got Ridge Butler, and then it's a pretty much a new core for you as far as the returning team, the expected returners.
It is. You know, we lost about half of our team last year. We had a very large senior class that was a big integral part of our success last year. But we have a lot of good golfers on the team. A couple of them, like you highlighted, Dayton plays incredible. He's one of them that travels all across the state during the summer months to play in these competitive tournaments. So he's not one that I really have to worry about going into the season. I know that he's already taken those steps to be ready when August does roll around. Bridget Butler's kind of in the same boat as well. And then I have another senior as well that's been putting in a lot of the time necessary to get him ready for the upcoming season, Colton Wilkinson. He's been putting in a lot of effort, making swing changes even with some injuries that he's had. So we have a very solid base there with those couple seniors, and then, you know, Dayton just being the outstanding golfer that he is. And then we still have a few other juniors and sophomores that are going to come back this year that have been working on their game throughout the summer, and they're going to be an integral part of the team. And then we're looking forward to a large freshman class that's coming in that I'm hoping can step up to the plate and be able to help us build on the success that we've had in the past couple seasons.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Robbie Etzel of the Kerbin High School golf team. Coach, when we talk about the way kids progress, I've always been of the mindset in high school athletics, you'll see the biggest jump physically between that sophomore and junior campaign. That's always kind of been my mindset. But here you have some freshmen. You know, you have a freshman that contributed in a major way. You got a big freshman class coming in. And so maybe I guess this question is more geared towards Dayton. But first off, is that a fair assessment in the game of golf, that sophomore to junior year? And if so, what steps have you seen Dayton make between that freshman to sophomore year?
I think for him, it's always different when you're playing on the Utah circuit with like the Utah Junior Golf Association. They have a couple other associations that host junior tournaments throughout the year. I had this discussion with him earlier in the season, not to put too much pressure on him, but I told him I felt like, and myself included, when I was on the team years and years ago, there's always a little added sense of pressure placed on you. If you go to a tournament that's just sanctioned through the state and you're playing as an individual, if you have a bad day, you're kind of only letting yourself down. But there's that little bit of extra pressure knowing that when you're going into a tournament every single week, whether it's on the region level or at the state level, you're not only playing for yourself as an individual, but you're trying to play the best that you can to improve your team score as well, so you can have a good showing there. So I think we kind of saw that a little bit with him with some of the struggles that he had at state. You know, I thought he played extremely well based off of the weather and things. You always expect the weather to be pretty poor in October when we have a tendency to have our state tournament. But there was a few things that he was struggling with. And, you know, I couldn't ask for any more from a freshman. But I definitely think he kind of has that chip on his shoulder coming into this year. He definitely wants to improve his individual standings that he placed last year going into this year at state. And then he's kind of going to have a target on his back, especially with the kids at Richfield and Juab, who have been incredible over the last couple of years. You know, I don't think anyone expected for a freshman to just waltz onto the Kerbin High team and take medalist honors in region. So he's got that pressure, but he's just a great all-around golfer and a great kid, and I expect the same high-quality golf that he showed in the last season coming into this season. So I think he'll have another great year.
Coach, I want to jump ahead and take a look at the schedule. So August 13th, first meet of the season, it's going to be the Skyline Course, home course of North St. Pete. And then second meet, it's at home. And I know that puts a lot of emphasis on performing well early. I've always felt like when you have that home meet right out of the gate, it's one of the first two or three meets. I mean, that's your opportunity, right, to gain a little bit within the standings. And I view this region as being very open this year. That puts a lot of emphasis on you guys to perform well early on the season.
It definitely does. Since I've been on the team, we've had a tendency to have our home match scheduled within, like you said, during the first 1 to 3 matches of the season. So it's always difficult to have those high expectations of playing well right out of the gate at home, because the kids know that that's our one opportunity to really pick up a lot of strokes. we have a tendency to play extremely well. At the Richfield course, the boys did absolutely fantastic at the JUAP course last year as well. But then you have those couple other courses that are a little more difficult that are kind of tail-ending us this year. You know, we play Canyon View middle of September. That's a challenging course down in Cedar City. And then Millsite, depending on how the boys are hitting the ball, that can be a challenging course as well. And then to end the season at Manti, I think it's kind of anyone's region to win. I really like how the schedule is laid out for us. You know, if we can show up and throw out a decent score at Carbon and try to pick up some strokes on these other teams, I think we have a good opportunity to try to actually win region as a team this year.
You also got the Ridge Golf Club coach at the third meet of the season, and that's also the site of this year's state championship meet. That's a challenging course, isn't it?
It's definitely, the layout is something that the kids are not going to be used to. Any time that we play, and I have this discussion with our kids every single year, any time that we play a course in Northern Utah that's going to be the state tournament, I tell them to, you know, expect the worst and hope for the best in terms of weather. I just know how it is in years past. I think in West Valley, the biggest part is that course to score well. It's extremely short. There's a lot of reachable par fives. A lot of hazard areas that you have to worry about, but I think the wind will play a big factor, especially where our schedule is kind of pushed out about a week, you know, with state being almost right in the middle, you know, the 16th and 17th of October. It could be very interesting how the weather's going to play out up there for state. But I feel great about where the location is at for the state tournament. I like when it's at a neutral course because it doesn't specifically give any particular team a home advantage like we've seen in years past. So I'm looking forward to the state tournament to be held up there at the Ridge come October. I think it'll be a great, great host course for 3A and a great opportunity for our boys to play at a course that they're not used to.
Well, Coach, it's great to get you back on. It's great to start talking about the fall sports season. I know I'm definitely looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to having more conversations with you and some of the kids on the team here relatively soon. Thank you again, Coach, for taking out the time today.
Absolutely, Jordan. We appreciate you having us on.
It's Coach Robbie Etzel again of the Carbon High School Golf Team taking out the time to join us here on Drive Time Sports, about a month away from that fall sports season. So we'll keep talking fall high school sports over the next few days. We're going to continue on the local realm here in just a moment. Tomorrow, the Desert Thunder Raceway is going to open back up for the first time since the end of May. And we're going to talk with a local driver, Cade Dimmick, who is doing some work. Cade's done some phenomenal things out on the track. Right now, he is the state points leader in his class. We're going to talk about that and the set of races coming up this weekend. That's next here on Drive Time Sports.